Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Volume.
It's the Colin Cowherd Podcast presented by FanDuel. Football season's in full gear. No better place to get in on the action than FanDuel. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. A lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props. A lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code Colin and download the FanDuel app today. All right, I didn't have the best week, but I felt most of my games were go-either-way games. I mean, I lost that Bears game, but I still thought I was on the right side. Chad Millman, CCO Action Network, all odds provided by FanDuel. So it's a bounce-back week. Didn't love all the lines. There's a lot of +3 or -3, and I think the numbers are right. So as we venture into Sharper Square on a Friday morning, I'll start with one of those games. Texans getting 3. Or 3.5. The Texans have been in most of their games. Washington's short week comes off a highly emotional win where they played nearly perfect football. We tend to get a little hyperbolic if a team looks great on a standalone game. Texans at home getting a field goal or more. I'd take that side. Go look at their results. They've been in games, sharp or square.
Sharp. 100% sharp. This was immediately bet. I bet it at +3. Unfortunately, I bet it too early. It went up to 3.5. The wise guys have now come back, and taken it down back to 3. There might be a couple 3.5s out there. If you can find a 3.5, take it. 3 is still the right side for me. It's a huge pros Joe's game, about 80% of the money, coming in on the Texans and about 58% of the money coming in on the Commanders. The Texans, you mentioned it, they outplayed the Giants. Look, they averaged 6 yards per play against the Giants. They completely outplayed them. There's massive Washington inflation after beating Philly on Monday night. This was the first game that I bet. Tuesday morning, looked at the lines, saw the Texans at +3. I was worried it was going to go to 2.5. I was worried the wise guys would nail it. Through week 10, the Texans have been the unluckiest NFL team per our luck rankings, which quantifies a lot of different metrics that basically say this team will regress back to the mean. They have been incredibly unlucky against the Giants. 2 red zone turnovers, 2 red zone field goals did them in. You're getting a couple of points of value based on the perception right now. Take the Texans.
Another game that jumped out to me later today, Chargers +5.5 at home. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams should both play. Offensive line's in better shape. You know, the Chiefs have not necessarily been a great cover team. They win, they don't necessarily cover. It feels like a make or break game for the Chargers. This one feels obvious to me. 5.5 Chargers, sharp or square.
Yeah, so this one opened at 7, and this one, again, you know, we do that segment, Sharp Calls on the Favorites, me and my BFF, Simon Hunter, where the wise guys will call us in the middle of the week after hearing the first episode of the week. We get to the second episode. They're telling us what they liked and what they didn't like about what we said. We love the Chargers in our first episode on Tuesday at +7. By late Thursday, it was at 5.5. I still like the Chargers at 5.5. I like them a little bit less just because you're not getting the best of the number and you want to get the best of the number in these scenarios. The key here is that Patrick Mahomes historically does really well as a favorite of less than 3.5, is under 500 as a favorite of more than 3.5. It's hard to go on the road. The Chiefs have not been winning by big numbers. And even against the Jags, I liked the Jags last week +9.5. They missed two field goals, right? So even then, the score is not indicative of what happened on the field.
Yeah.
The Chargers are going to be the right side here.
I'm going to take the Eagles -6.5 at the Colts. So I think we're overplaying the emotional elevation of the Colts for Jeff Saturday. Dan Campbell, briefly, was Mr. Magic in Miami. Philadelphia is a good team that played like crap and could not get the ball back in the first half. They're a much better team. We still have an MVP candidate quarterback, better O-line and D-line play. Did you see the Eagles picked up some interior D-linemen this week? I think the Colts are a bad team. I know they're a favorite, but I like the Eagles to blow them out, sharper square.
There's a reason why the Eagles had to pick up defensive line help. There's a reason why the Commanders controlled the line of scrimmage for something like 40 minutes. It's because the Eagles' defensive line is missing Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
And Fletcher Cox had to play 70 plays. And he was admitting in the middle of the week, he was feeling it a little bit. In comes Ndamukong Suh, who hasn't played this year.
Yeah.
So now you're signing a guy off the street who's kind of got some tread on him and is past his prime, way past his prime, and plugging him in, hoping that you're going to play better against an offensive line that can be equal to what Washington just did with a significantly better running back who's finally healthy. So I wasn't playing the emotional resonance of Jeff Saturday coming in. I'm playing the fact the Colts just have a better offensive line and have a running game that I think can beat up on the Eagles defensively. So you got to take the Colts here. And this line's been coming down. Like, it was at 8.5. It was at 8. It was 7.5. It was 7. I took it at 7. I waited a little bit too long. It's getting a little bit lower. Like, you're alone on this one, Colin.
All right.
The wise guys like the Colts.
I like the Cowboys -1.5 at the Vikings. An exhausting, wildly emotional game against Buffalo. Dallas had opportunity after opportunity to beat Green Bay. They were controlling them at Lambeau in the third quarter. Also, the left tackle for the Vikings, who's been fantastic, could be hurt. Micah Parsons off his worst game of the year. I take Dallas straight up to beat Vikings, sharp or square.
Totally sharp. The wise guys are in love with this game. And this is like one of the biggest pros Joes disparities that we have on the board this week. When I'm talking about pros Joes, I talk about tickets are the Joes, the number of betting tickets, $10, $15, $20, coming in on one side, and the money, those are the pros, coming in on the other side. Huge disparity in this game. Look, everyone says it. The Vikings have been one of the luckiest teams this year. They're winning in less than one score games. We saw it again this past week. This past week, their collective win probability in the game makes them the second luckiest winners in the NFL since 2014. Number one, by the way, Miami Dolphins against the Baltimore Ravens earlier this year. This is a mediocre team in every single respect. This is a mediocre team in the Minnesota Vikings. Look at the DVOA. Cowboys are fourth. Minnesota is 17th. Estimated wins. So if you take away sort of the one score elements and you just look at the overall stats, Dallas should have 7.7 wins. Minnesota should have 4.5 wins. Yards per play on offense. Minnesota 16th. Yards per play allowed. They're 28th. This is Dallas. Every single wise guy will tell you Dallas should be favored by 3 in this game.
Okay. Another game I liked. The Jets are able to get a rush with 4 people. If you look at Mac Jones's numbers, they are regressing badly. He is now no better than Zach Wilson on 6 or 7 vital stats. If the number's 3.5 and what I think will be a very low-scoring game between 2 very good defensive coaches, that's just too much. The weather could be choppy. New England just doesn't score a lot, and the Jets don't allow you to score a lot. They discombobulated the Packers at Lambeau. If I get 3.5, I would take the Jets. That just seems, again, low-scoring, Jets front, real pressure on Mac Jones. who has acknowledged this year has been a struggle for him with no offensive coordinator. Jets plus 3.5, sharper square.
The flip side is that, what is it, 3 weeks ago, the Jets and the Patriots played in New York, New Jersey. The Patriots were 3-point favorites in that game. They ended up winning by 5. So 3 weeks later, after a big Jets win against the Bills, the Patriots now go home and they are 3-point favorites again. So you're telling me in those 3 weeks, with one win that is dynamic against a Jets team, a Bills team that might not be as good as we thought it was, the Patriots are all of a sudden still just 3-point favorites. So that 3-point edge that you get by playing at home is washed away in 3 weeks. That is a massive, massive adjustment. The Patriots are the wise guy side here. The Patriots have been betting, the wise guys have been betting the Patriots. They bet them at 3. It's why it's going up to 3.5. I would still take it at 3.5. I might even take it at 4. I think the Patriots, Mac Jones might be complaining, but their running game is doing really well. And I am not actually as big a hater on Matt Patricia running that offense as other people have been. I think he's kind of figured something out. So have the wise guys. They like the Patriots.
All right, I'm going to take the Raiders plus 2.5 at Denver. Off a bye, Denver is awful. Could not get into the red zone. The Raiders are in 6-1 possession losses. They're in games. They have a legitimate quarterback. They have a functional coach. Denver can't be a favorite over anybody. Can you imagine coming in off a bye week and you can't get into the red zone? Against the Titan team missing 5 starters. The Raiders are the better team. This goes to my Arizona-Seattle situation where twice Seattle got points. Seattle's the better team. The Raiders are the better team than Denver. Of course I'm taking points, sharp or square.
So, yeah, the Raiders are the better team. The wise guys will be betting the Raiders. It's a really interesting game because when these two teams met earlier in the season, you had almost an entirely different lineup for the Denver Broncos. You won't have Randy Gregory in this game. You had him in that game. You won't have Bradley Chubb in this game. You had him in that game. You're not going to have KJ Hamler. You had him in that game. Jerry Jeudy potentially injured. You have a lot of injuries on the offensive line. And as we know, this offense is terrible, right? The last time a team was last in scoring offense and first in scoring defense, 1946. I think everyone saw the stat this week. If the Broncos had scored more than 17 points in any of their games this year, they'd be 8-1. So I think you're getting the right side in the Raiders.
All right, we always finish with two things. I ask you about a game that I'm not going to bet. You can potentially talk me into it. Bears plus 3 at the Falcons. Chicago would have been my side. I thought they outplayed Detroit. But Atlanta can take the ball away from you with a run game and Justin Fields, who's a little heavy-legged now because they're depending on him a lot. How would you play it?
So I like the Bears in this game, but I'm waiting to see if it gets back to 3.5. It was at 3.5. I think if it can get there, I'd probably play the Bears. At a field goal, it's a pass for me. But honestly, the Bears the last few weeks have been offensive juggernauts, right? Yeah. And this is the one thing that Justin Fields has shown other than his legs is when he's not being pressured, he's a pretty good passer. And right now the Falcons can't get any pressure on the quarterback, the league's worst pressure rate, and their secondary is still shorthanded. Meanwhile, their offense has been fading a little bit. Marcus Mariota is sort of becoming who we thought he would be. Yeah. And so are the Falcons going to be able to score enough to keep up with the Bears? They're both incredibly bad defenses. The Bears offense to me is a little more potent, and I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback. So I'm just hoping that the number, as we get closer to the game, gets back up to 3.5.
Finally, in sharper square, Chad Millman, give me a game I haven't brought up that you think is a gem.
Well, look, you brought up the Chargers, which I was surprised and pleasantly surprised that you brought them up. You threw the Broncos at me, which we hadn't even talked about. Yeah. And sort of when I start to get word of what you might be interested in. So the other game that is interesting to me, let me see if I can convince you of this. Because last week, we talked about the Niners and the Chargers. And I told you I was making an executive decision. The wise guys were really all over the Niners. I loved the Chargers in this spot, right? I'm going to do the same thing this week. The Steelers and the Bengals. The wise guys love the Steelers. They love that TJ Watt is back. They love Mike Tomlin as a home dog. They are impressed by their performance last week. So are we. We both love the Steelers last week. This line has moved from 5.5 down to 5, to 4.5, to 4, to 3.5. I'm taking the Bengals. Like, I think I've got the better quarterback. I've got the better team. I've got a team that won last week, coming off the bye with a new quarterback. They're a little bit lower emotionally. I feel like this is a really good spot for the Bengals to take another leap forward in their quest to get back to the playoffs.
Also, the Steelers off a bye beat the Saints in a short week. So Kenny Pickett had extra days to prepare. Now, Kenny is the quarterback with fewer days to prepare against the significantly better quarterback. So Burrow does. I at three, I would take them. These divisional rivalry games are close, but Pickett now goes from having that advantage of extra prep to facing a significantly better quarterback that has the advantage over him. It does feel like the Bengals are the side.
It does feel like the Bengals are the side. I will tell you, I don't know that it's going to get to three. I hope it does. I took it at 3.5 because I'm starting to see numbers out there where it could go back to four before it goes back down to three. So I took it at 3.5. I might have rushed. I got a little antsy. I don't know. Sometimes I get impatient, but it'll be interesting. Look, when we do the podcast, when we do the favorites, when Simon and I do the favorites, we will have one bet every week that we call our big balls bet of the week. It's the bet that nobody else is making that feels kind of ugly. And we were debating this week between the Chargers and the Bengals, and we ultimately went with the Bengals.
All right, Milman, good stuff. I'm trying to bounce back this week. As always, all odds provided by FanDuel. Thanks, buddy.
Good to see you, man.
Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network. Make every moment more this college football Saturday with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. The promo code is always Colin. FanDuel has tons of betting options. I like the same game parlay. Bet a little, win a lot. FanDuel's app is safe, secure, easy to use, and you get paid your winnings really fast. The no sweat first bet up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel app. Sign up. The promo code is Colin. Always the no sweat bet at FanDuel. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan, 1-877-HO P-E-N-Y or text H-O-P-E-N-Y 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.